USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An American citizen has died of the coronavirus in China. The total death count now is 720. The criticism of the Chinese response is still increasing. Dr. William Schaefer at the Vanderbilt Medical Center.
It's been widely reported that people who are ill are not receiving sufficient care. And that's where a great deal of attention needs now to be directed.
Two more planes carrying Americans evacuated from the epicenter arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined at military bases for 2 weeks. The U.S. is pledging as much as $100 million to fight the global outbreak. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, Army Lieutenant Colonel Yevgeny Vindman, were both removed from their jobs at the White House. Ambassador Gordon Sondland was also recalled from his post. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Democratic hopefuls took to the ABC stage on Friday in New Hampshire for another debate.
Bernie's labeled himself, not me, a Democratic Socialist. I think that's the label that the president's going to lay on everyone running with Bernie if he's a nominee.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says Mayor Pete Buttigieg may not have enough experience to run the White House. And billionaire activist Tom Steyer says Democrats must focus on the economy.
The question is, how do we beat Trump? How do we take down these Republicans? And the answer is, we've got to show we can take them down on growth, job creation, the economy. We send them packing.
President Trump took some shots at the Democrats, as well as the problems with the Iowa caucuses.
It's embarrassing. Although, I'm not overly embarrassed by it. I see these shows this morning, they're saying, oh, this is a disaster. Trump is going to kill us on this one. They're right.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
People down under have gone from one disaster to another. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Heavy rain is bringing relief to eastern Australia, causing flooding in Sydney and bringing relief to firefighters still dealing with dozens of brush fires in parts of New South Wales. The fire commissioner in New South Wales is optimistic the rain will help extinguish some of the blazes over the coming days. Eldon Alexander is from the United States, and he was part of the contingent of firefighters who went over to Australia to fight fires, and he says it's unfortunate that three Americans died while helping fight the fires.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the conditions over there have been so extreme. They've had so much fire on the ground for over 155 days of significant fire activity. We did lose three American firefighters over there working for Colson Aviation. Retardant plane crash, a very sad situation. It's just everything we can do to help them out.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Northrop Grumman plans to launch a cargo capsule to the International Space Station from Virginia on Sunday. It will carry 8,000 pounds of science experiments, crew supplies, and also hardware. The company's Antares rocket will carry a disposable Cygnus capsule and will launch from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility at around 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. After delivering the cargo, the capsule will also take trash from the space station. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.